Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to speak to you about how to regain your balance when life knocks you down. Many of you have likely heard the expression that life can change in the blink of an eye. One moment you may be skipping down the yellow brick road towards your happily ever after, and the next instant you realize the golden paved road has turned to dirt. Somewhere along the way you lost the path, and now you don't know which way to go. In life, when we work hard and feel we have made the right choices, we will often begin to feel that we are deserving of a certain way of life. We might begin to feel that life owes us something. We might feel that we paid our dues and now want to reap the rewards. This sense of entitlement will often extend to all areas of your life, including your relationships, employment, health, and how others behave towards you. Essentially, you feel you have done everything right and are set on collecting your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But the reality is that life is not a fairy tale. Life is a fluid and unpredictable journey. It's full of unexpected and often surprising events that can show up at any time. Unfortunately, the outcomes in your life are not based on a merit system, and in what seems like an instant, you can wake up and find yourself in a life you no longer recognize. For example, the loving partner that once stood by your side can become a stranger overnight. In a moment's notice, your employer can decide to replace you. And all too often, sickness and death can instantly appear and change your life forever. It's important to note that often the life-changing moment that crashes into your life like a huge boulder through the roof of your home starts as an unnoticeable pebble. I find that the routine experiences of daily life can lull us into a sort of daydream that we expect to last forever. The rhythmic routines of cohabitating with our loved ones may cause us to lose sight of each other, and if we're not careful, the lines can begin to blur, and we may begin to forget to appreciate and respect one another. And soon the pebble of discontent will find a place in your home, and unexpressed anger and resentments will occupy the place that once held love and kindness. Many of us go from moment to moment unaware or forgetting that life will not always be so routine and predictable. We will blindly go forward, forgetting to pause and check in on the health of our lives. We all need to occasionally stop and assess the health of our relationships, employment, and our life in general. Unexpected life-changing moments have the ability to stop time for an instant. Suspended in time, the shock of the experience will often leave you speechless and unable to think clearly. And soon after, you may realize that your life will never be the same. This moment has the power to change the course of your life. It's up to you whether the long-term outcome is positive or negative. The unexpected life event can often be especially traumatic for individuals with narcissistic tendencies. Individuals with these tendencies tend to have a difficult time with change. Sudden change can make them lose their sense of control, which can then lead to negative outcomes in their lives. For example, for many individuals with narcissistic tendencies, heartache is one of the most difficult emotions to process. This is mainly because they have a difficult time allowing others to get close to them and to get to know the real them. The loss of this important relationship will often leave them feeling vulnerable and rejected, and their inability to process these emotions will often turn to rage and anger, which are easier for them to feel. It's important that after you experience such a powerful moment, you allow yourself time to process your emotions. You may immediately feel a range of emotions, such as anger, fear, rage, despair, confusion, or grief. It's okay for you to feel these emotions fully, as long as you're not placing yourself or others in danger. There is no need to judge your emotions. If you need to cry and grieve the loss of a relationship, job, or other circumstance, do so. Many times the loss will feel much like the death of a loved one. But in this case, you are also mourning the loss of the person you used to be. After you've had enough time to process your emotions, you can begin to accept the power of the moment. Many times, the pain you experienced, which knocked you off balance and took you off course, will result in a powerful and transformative change in your life. I truly believe that emotional pain has the ability to soften you so that you are more receptive to receive the gifts that life has to offer. And going through these life-changing moments will allow you to learn to have empathy for others. Many narcissistic individuals have a difficult time understanding and appreciating how others feel. And I believe that by experiencing these difficult times and remembering how you felt, you may begin to better understand those around you. I always recommend to my clients that during times of emotional upheaval, they surround themselves with friends and loved ones. For example, if you have suddenly lost your job, you may feel defeated and worthless. It's important that you do not isolate yourself. Instead, you should surround yourself with people that care about you to remind you that you are more than your job. This human interaction will also remind you that you are part of a larger community and you are not alone. Interacting with others will also remind you that we all have setbacks. We all have occasions where we fall short in life. Remember, we all begin our lives as babies. We will stumble and fall repeatedly as we attempt to stand on our own. Each failure strengthens our legs and our willpower until we are able to stand on our own two feet. It's important to accept that setbacks and life-changing moments are part of life, and not something that just happens to you. I want to leave you with this thought. You will not always get the life you feel you deserve, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy the life that you have. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.